community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm very, very lucky this afternoon. I've got a very good-looking lady sitting next to me here. Look, would you raise your eyebrows at that? Give him, look at him. She's going, look at him. This is Louise McKinley, and she's the Labour of the Brentwood Council. I've got to say, at the moment, because that looks like it's going to change, does it, Louise, after last night's result?
Well, we'll see what happens in annual council in a couple of weeks. Each year, the leader of the council is elected.
Okay. So, is it a full year that you've been in so far?
Yes.
Okay. So you've done your bit. You've upheld your part of the bargain as such, and you've looked after us all for a year.
Well, I mean, it's actually for 5 years, but it's the leader of the main party forms the administration and is the leader of the administration. But full council has to vote on that, and. From the noises that were being made before the election, we are expecting the opposition to come together. So I think it's probably quite clear how they would vote. So
you don't think
we will see?
You don't think you're going to be someone. You'll be in the seat much longer then?
Well, I think it depends how they're going to operate. We are obviously still the majority party, mm-hmm. Or the main party without a majority, should I say, on the council.
Yeah.
But if they come together and form a coalition, they would have a majority by one. So they therefore would control the vote in the chamber.
Oh, that's a bit close. By one. That must hurt by one. By a landslide, you don't mind at all losing by a landslide, could you?
Well,
but by one.
I wouldn't have been too happy with a landslide.
No, I know, but you understand what I mean. It's a little bit more of a foregone conclusion, but by one you go, oh, that smarts a little bit. That would smart with me anyway, to be honest with you. So how quickly do you think that they will vote to put a new leader into the council?
Well, it's part of a process that we go through every year. So we have full council, annual council in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And part of the agenda will be to elect the leader and the deputy leader of the council.
So they're going to vote in 2 weeks' time. So how long after that do you think the new leader would be in, if they choose a new leader?
It will be with immediate effect.
Oh, immediate effect. I didn't realise it was immediate like that. Oh, my word.
So they'll have to decide what they're going to do, if they will be forming a coalition, and what policies they're going to be putting forward.
So, because the council, the Conservative didn't do very well last night, did they, to be honest?
Well, I think you've got to put it into context. Okay. It was obviously a disappointing night because,
yes,
you know, we lost control of the council.
Yep.
That goes without saying that it's disappointing. And we also lost two very good councillors. And I do think their wards will be poorer places for not having them. But we do have to put it into context. There were only a third of the seats that were up last night.
Okay.
And we lost two. We knew it was going to be a challenging year given which seats were up. And that's been clear for a long time. I don't think it helped us having the European elections on the same day, although UKIP didn't actually take any seats. They did mm-hmm. field quite strongly, and that did clearly affect the result as well. And as I think has been mentioned a number of times on this show, the opposition have carried out a coordinated attack on the Conservatives.
Which, to be fair, is everyone's, every single party is going to do a coordinated attack on everybody else. That's their job, isn't it? They're trying to win.
You tend
they're trying to
have a party that represents themselves and goes for it. But you know, they all knew that the only way they could win would be to work together. So that's what they've done. It is what it is.
But surely they can only do so much. It's down to the Brentwood. It's down to the Brentwood public basically to vote in who they want to vote in. A party can only do so much to swing the vote their way with all the public.
Well, the public obviously vote, and that's what, you know, that's what democracy is about. But they can only vote for the names that are on the ballot paper, and certainly in the case of the Liberals, who were the official opposition, and Brentwood First, they didn't field candidates in all the seats, and it's quite clear why they made the decisions that they made, as I say, in terms of a strategic decision. But whether candidates whether a party can persuade the public, at the end of the day, we're all here to give a message and to sell what we are offering.
Yeah.
I am very pleased with the result in South Weald,
yeah.
Because the scaremongering and some of the tactics that went on there were actually quite shocking.
Okay.
And I'm pleased that for the sake of decency and democracy, actually, that we got the right result there.
Okay. Is there anything... Looking back in hindsight to the run-up to the election, do you think there's anything that the Conservative Party should have done that didn't do?
That's a good question. I mean, we fought a very positive campaign. We were very clear from the outset that we were going to be talking about what we thought was good for Brentwood and what was needed and what we were offering. And I think that was in stark contrast to the opposition literature, which was very much about, you know, having a pop and criticising, and very little about what their actual policies were. And, you know, the policies that, in inverted commas, that were put forward, well, time will tell if they deliver them. But certainly looking at them, I know that some of them they just can't deliver, so it'll be interesting to see what they do on that. But hey, you know, we've got full council in a couple of weeks, and there's a long time. I say a week's a long time in politics.
It's so a huge time.
We will see what happens between now and then.
So how do you think things will change within Brentwood once they change the leader of the council for the public?
Well, I mean, I'm only assuming here. I'm just going by the noises that they were making before the election that they will, will want to form a coalition. If that goes ahead, they've then got to decide which policies they're actually going to implement. I think it's going to be very interesting, because I know from discussions with people previously that there is not a meeting of minds between these opposition councillors. It was they are doing this with the sole intent of keeping the Conservatives out. So we'll see when reality bites and they're actually forming the administration. We'll see which policies they come up with. And, you know, obviously, if we think it's in the right interests of Brentwood and good for that, then we would support it. If not, then we would be very vocal about that.
Okay, so coming up to looking forward to the next election, which is always, you never concentrate on the one that's in front of you, do you? Look at the one afterwards, that's the one. Aim for that one. So looking to the next election, how will you change things on the run-up to the election next time?
I don't believe in negative campaigning, I don't believe in personal campaigning, and I don't believe in making promises that you cannot keep. So I would not be changing the approach in terms of being clear with people what we would deliver. We have a strong history of delivery. As I said, I think this was down to the seats which were up, and it's a blip. I see it as a blip. We already have some very strong candidates in the sideline waiting for next year. And it will be about campaigning with them and making sure that we're getting our message out to the residents.
So can you put your finger on anything now? I'll leave you with the last question. Can you put your finger on anything now? And you've gone, we didn't win because of that. That was what done it.
Oh, good question. Well, I think we've obviously got... we've got to look at some of... Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, I suppose, I don't think it is any one thing. I think it is the fact that we... The seats that were up were going to be our vulnerable seats. We knew that. If we look at the fact that the decision... That the vote was on the same day as we were making the decision on the European elections, and obviously UKIP and nationally fielding very strongly, were fielding very strongly... and it, when these things come together, it does have an impact.
Okay. Well, Louise, thank you so much for coming in.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.